welcome everyone to the Omega Opinion. I'm the Alpha.
And I am the Omega.
And today we're going to talk about aliens in Area 51 and all that good alien stuff. And it'll be part one of our two-parter. Next week we're going to delve into ancient astronaut theory and ancient aliens. So, Omega, tell the people at home, what is an alien?
An alien is a life from being from a different planet, galaxy, or universe.
Ah, now, do aliens look like us?
Nobody knows.
Well, if you, what would you think?
No, because they're not from Earth, and they're not from humans, and they didn't become alive from Earthlings. Earthlings didn't have birth of aliens, so no.
So, do you believe in aliens?
Yes.
Why?
Because my brother said there has to be at least one, there's at least one life form on Mars that would tell us that we're not alone.
So there's life on Mars?
There could be.
What about farther away, other planets, farther away? Do you think that there are aliens in other galaxies across the universe?
Well, probably. Well, we technically don't know that because we can't make it that far. We could only go, like, to Mars and be... We can't even go to Mars yet. We could only visit Mars if we had like a rover or something.
Okay. So have aliens ever visited the planet Earth?
According to human theories, most people say yes, because they've seen aliens.
All right. What do you think an alien spaceship looks like?
A disc, but it's not thin. Like a disc that would rotate, and have a giant lit up hole on the bottom to abduct cows or something.
So aliens abduct cows.
Well, in alien movies they do.
Okay, so has an alien spacecraft ever crashed on the planet Earth?
They were going to say the Roswell incident, but that was just debris of a weather balloon. But the way it looked, it was a huge thing crashing down, and then it bounced and then crashed again in another spot. And that doesn't sound like a piece of a weather balloon.
So you don't believe that Roswell was a weather balloon. You believe it might have been an alien spacecraft.
Yes, and they say that the bodies were dummies. Those are like stuff they test for like new cars. But I don't think they're telling the truth, because it said that they had parachutes and aliens really don't. And aliens don't know about parachutes because they're aliens and they've never visited the army.
So why would the government not tell us about aliens?
Because the government wants to keep it to themselves and be selfish and not talk about aliens. 'Cause apparently President Bill Clinton, apparently he was president, but he didn't get told about aliens. But I still have no clue why they want to hide aliens.
Well, could it be that if the world found out that there were aliens, that they may panic a little?
Yes, and they might destroy the UFO, which is a very bad idea, because we don't want to start an intergalactical war.
So you would not attack a UFO first. You would see if they were good or bad.
Yeah, I'd build, like, a Navy jet, and if I saw a UFO, it could travel at light speed and lower, so it could just catch up with the UFO, and it could follow the UFO to, like, different galaxies. And the UFO could translate alien language. And it could also translate our language as the alien language.
All right, so the United States government is covering up the existence of aliens. An alien craft crashed in Roswell, they said was a water balloon. Now,
you mean a water balloon?
Weather balloon. So, is there a secret government installation where the alien places and artifacts are being held?
Yes, Area 51. And they do study aliens, and they keep it in the hangars. The only thing that you would see coming out of Area 51 is just new technology. Like, they just test out new jets and stuff there. But they could be secretly studying aliens in their hangars or in an underground bunker that's, like, far down into the ground.
Now, why would they have to hide this secret government base?
Because they're selfish and mean and rude.
Selfish and mean. Now, so you're saying that they could be using alien technology in the things they invent?
Like the stealth jet. The stealth jet could... The substance its outside metal is made of can bend radar, so you can't track it. But you could only see it with your own eyes. I mean, that's, like, far into the future technology. We couldn't even build that with the best technology we have today.
So... the United States government is covering up aliens and using their technology to invent new stuff.
Like the Chromebook or the new console or buildings and stuff.
Okay, so now, aliens, do you believe that they could be among us right now, living with humans?
Yes, because I think I remember some episode where there are vents, air vents, in some random field. I forgot where it was located, and I think aliens are hiding there and abducting humans.
So could the aliens just be wearing a disguise?
Yes, they could clone their UFO as, like, a plane. They could clone themselves as humans, and they could look at us. They could clone as the army and learn their secrets and maybe use those secrets to help make their technology better and maybe even destroy Earth.
So you think that aliens could be walking among us? And walking at the supermarket and we see somebody, they could be an alien.
Yes.
But they're wearing camouflage. Maybe.
No, they have, like, the phone that they have, I think, is their cloaking device.
Alright, so do you believe that aliens, if they exist, are good or bad?
Good, because last night we watched Ancient Aliens, and aliens actually landed in some place, and they walked out, and they actually talked to humans. And they didn't, like, take out a giant ray gun and blast them till they're just a speck of nothing.
So there are good aliens, yes?
Yes.
Could there be bad aliens though?
Yeah. There's a possibility.
Omega, how many different types of aliens do you think there are? Do you think there's just like one only, or do you think there might be many different races of aliens?
Nobody knows.
Well, I'm asking you, Omega, with your mighty brain powers, if you could try to think and imagine.
There could be millions and billions and trillions.
Of different species?
Yeah.
Or just different...
Millions, billions, trillions of different species / people.
So, do you think, Omega, that we will ever really know that aliens exist? Do you think that the aliens will ever make themselves known to us?
I don't know, maybe.
Well, on a large scale, right? Maybe.
Yeah.
Because anything small, the government covers up, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, that's all you have to say about that?
Yes.
So aliens coming to visit us is a possibility, but they would have to show themselves to everybody because otherwise the United States government would cover it up. Now, do you believe those stories of the astronauts seeing aliens?
Yes. Because a little space capsule with people in it saw like a 48-foot long thing that looked like a cigar, but it had like blue stripes that were glowing, and it didn't look like any technology that the human race would have created.
And what was it doing?
It was following them. Examining them.
Now, why would an alien craft follow NASA spacecraft?
To study humans and see if they're evil or friendly.
But couldn't they just study humans from our radio waves and our TV shows and by, like, using their binoculars to watch TV?
No. They don't have binoculars that big. And even if they tried, they can't make it onto a satellite dish. Because then the humans would see them actually approach it.
Well, what about, you know...
If they were working on that satellite.
But they could just intercept the transmissions, right? And watch TV shows?
They could take the radio waves and examine them, but they couldn't, like, literally look onto Earth, see through walls, and just watch TV. That's not possible.
What if they had a TV and they had a signal? They could get cable. They could just go buy a TV and hook it up to their spaceship.
TVs are, like, complicated stuff to hook up. They don't know about outlets or...
Do you think aliens are advanced enough to create a stealth fighter jet, but not advanced enough to figure out how to operate a TV and get cable?
I mean, they could get the cable and operate the TV, but they can't plug in the TV because they have no outlet.
What if they had Wi-Fi?
Wi-Fi? Really? Wi-Fi doesn't reach that far.
Ah, but they're aliens. What if they had a booster of some sort?
Still, that's not possible. The Wi-Fi couldn't reach that far as is, no matter what.
Did you know that we used to beam television signals into space?
Yes.
Into deep space? We used to actually send
Yes, because I read... Read a book, and there was stuff coming back, but it was just bouncing off a star.
So if we sent a television signal out into space, you don't think anybody could have picked up that TV signal? Because in the old days, all you needed was an antenna. You didn't even need a cable. You just needed an antenna to pick it up. You don't think that...
I mean, in Jimmy... Neutron, he sent a videotape into outer space, and the aliens looked at it. They did that.
Well, there you go. See, so aliens could probably.
But that was on like a VCR disc. That was on a VCR.
Well, I would assume aliens have a VHS player because you're going to need a VCR to play anything coming from Earth. All right, Mr. Omega, last and final question until we get to next week's episode about aliens. Do you think in your lifetime you will ever meet an alien and that they will walk around with humans peacefully?
There's a one in the whole entire human race chance of that happening, because anybody could experience that. I mean, we thought we saw a UFO convoy in the sky, but that was just a convoy of army planes and helicopters transporting some stuff to another base.
So you think that some people who see alien ships are mistaken?
Yeah, because that was just a convoy of military transporting stuff to other bases around the country.
All right. Well, so to conclude, that something crashed in Roswell. Wasn't a weather balloon, and it's being held in Area 51 and not being told to America by the United States government, and there could be aliens around, but they can't get cable. They can only get VCR tapes, and that they're probably not going to visit us in a large scale because of mass panic. All right, so next week we are going to talk about ancient aliens and the idea that aliens might have influenced the history of mankind. Do you think that's a possibility? Do you think that aliens might have been here in the old way back when?
Yes, because how do you build the pyramids? Because on a geometrical scale, that was thousands of years ago. We didn't even have that type of technology to build that. We didn't have the mathematical scale. All we had was sand and sandstone back in Egyptian and Egypt.
Sand and sandstone. All right, so we are going to go now. We are going to come back next week, and we're going to talk about ancient aliens, and we're going to talk about aliens in the formation of humanity, and aliens of legends. It could be gods or whatever, but we're going to talk about all of that next week on the Omega Opinion. So thank you guys for joining us. Please like our Facebook page, World Generation Podcast. Go search that and bookmark this, favorite this. We'll be here every Saturday. Next week, Aliens Part 2, Ancient Astronaut Theory. I am the Alpha.
And I am the Omega.
And we will see you next time on the Omega Opinion.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.